Welcome to XY Files. I'm Dr. Bruno Rodriguez, a strength and recovery specialist who designs programs for professional athletes and patients recovering from surgery. Today we're diving into Joe Rogan's 2025 stack, specifically Onnit creatine at 5 grams a day and what science actually says. Look, quick guy moment. You hear Rogan mention 5 grams of creatine, and suddenly half the dudes at your gym are like, bro, what brand? What flavor? What's the full stack? Should I add the brain pills, the testosterone herbs, the cold plunge? And I get it. You see a 55-year-old moving weight, training hard, looking lean, and you think, all right, tell me the cheat code. But here's the surprising part. Creatine might be the most boring thing in that whole conversation. And it's also the most consistently effective. Not trendy, not exotic, not wrapped in warrior marketing. Just proven. So the question is, are you building your results on the big rocks, or are you buying expensive sprinkles for a cake you never baked? All right, let me break this down like we're talking at the squat rack. First, context matters a lot. Copying a celebrity supplement stack is like copying a professional race car setup because you liked the paint job. Rogan's talked openly about clinician-prescribed testosterone replacement therapy, TRT, and he's got access to elite coaching, recovery tools, and the time to train and sleep like it's his job. If you take the same pile of powders without that foundation, without knowing your labs, you're mostly buying low-value add-ons. Now, the big rocks that keep showing up year after year in men's performance, creatine, enough protein, correcting real deficiencies, like vitamin D if you're actually low. Boring, but it works. Let's start with creatine because this is the star of the show. Your muscles run on energy, and when you lift heavy or sprint, you're using your fast battery system. It's powerful, but it burns out quick, like 10 seconds quick. That's why your third representative feels different than your first rep on a heavy set. Creatine helps you recharge that battery faster. Think of it like this. You've got a cordless drill at home. Brand new battery, it rips. But halfway through the job, suddenly it's weak, slower, miserable. Creatine is like having a fresh backup battery in your pocket. Swap it in, keep working. What does that mean in gym terms? It can help you squeeze out an extra rep, maybe two. Keep your power up across sets, and over weeks and months, that extra training volume is a big deal. More quality reps means more strength gains and usually more lean mass if your training and food are on point. And this is huge. Creatine isn't hype science. It's one of the most studied sports supplements on the planet. It consistently improves repeated high-intensity performance. Consistently. Now about the dose. Rogan's 5 grams, that number is not random. It's evidence-based maintenance for most men. You'll see ranges like 3 to 5 grams a day. And 5 is just simple. No math, no fuss. A lot of protocols talk about a loading phase, like 20 grams a day for a week, then you drop to maintenance. And look, loading can fill the tank faster, but if you just take 3 to 5 grams daily, you still get there. Slower, but steady. And for most normal humans, steady wins. Also, you do not need to cycle creatine. I'll say it again because this myth will not die. You do not need to cycle it. There's no good evidence that it stops working because your body gets used to it. If you take it, your muscle stores stay topped off. If you stop, they slowly drift back down. Think of it like keeping your gas tank above half. You don't wait until you're on fumes every week, right? Same idea. Now, the creatine bloat thing. When you start creatine, the scale might jump 2 to 4 pounds. And guys freak out. Am I getting fat? No, not that fast. Creatine pulls water into muscle cells. That's kind of the point. It's usually a sign you're storing it. Some guys love the look. Muscles look fuller. Some guys hate seeing the scale move. Just know what you're looking at. Okay, brand. Here's what most guys don't realize. Brand matters less than purity. Get creatine monohydrate, the basic stuff, not the ultra, mega, rocket, ester, whatever, and look for third-party testing. You want to know what's in the tub is actually in the tub, and not contaminated with junk. Now, safety. For healthy adults, creatine is considered safe when used as directed. The scary creatine kills your kidneys thing, that's mostly myth for healthy people. But, and this matters, if you have kidney disease or you've been told your kidney function is impaired, do not just wing it. Get clinician guidance. Same if you're kicking a bunch of meds and you're not sure how everything interacts. All right, creatine is the easy win. Next big rock, protein. If creatine is the extra reps tool, protein is the building material. You can train like a savage, but if you're not eating enough protein, you're basically showing up to a construction site with no lumber. Lots of effort, not much gets built. For active men trying to gain or even just keep muscle, a strong evidence-based target is roughly 1.6 to 2.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day. In regular guy math, a 200-pound man is about 91 kilos. That's roughly 145 to 200 grams of protein a day. And before you say, that's a lot, yeah, it can be. That's why planning matters. Not perfect, just consistent. And no, it doesn't have to be elk meat and protein bites. It can be chicken, Greek yogurt, eggs, whey, beans, plus other protein sources. The basics. Total daily intake is the big driver. Spread it out in a few meals, you're good. Next, vitamin D. Vitamin D is weird because people treat it like it's just a vitamin, but it behaves more like a hormone signal in the body. If you're deficient, you can feel it. Low mood, low energy, getting sick a lot. Sometimes libido takes a hit. Sometimes training recovery feels off. But here's the key. More is not automatically better. Vitamin D dosing should be based on your blood level, specifically 25-hydroxyvitamin D. If you're low, supplementing makes sense. If you're already solid, megadosing is where guys get into trouble, because chronically high vitamin D can raise calcium too much, and that can cause real problems. Kidney stones, heart rhythm issues. Not fun. Not optimized. So the play is simple. Test, supplement if needed, then retest. Some guys pair D3 with K2. K the second may help with calcium metabolism, but the evidence is mixed for big outcomes in generally healthy adults. And if you're on blood thinners like warfarin, K2 is not a casual add-on. That's a clinician conversation. Now magnesium, especially magnesium glycinate. A lot of men like it for sleep and relaxation. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it does absolutely nothing. Typical range people use is about 200 to 350 milligrams of elemental magnesium. And pay attention to that word elemental. Labels can be sneaky. And real talk, magnesium can mess up your stomach. Loose stools, cramps. If that happens, reduce the dose, switch forms, or stop. Also, magnesium can interfere with certain medications, thyroid meds, some antibiotics, things like that. So separate dosing and check with your clinician if you're on prescriptions. Now, what about the flashy stuff in these stacks? The nootropics, the brain blends, the herbs marketed as testosterone boosters. Here's the deal. Some individual ingredients have interesting mechanisms, but the evidence for proprietary blends is often weaker than the evidence for creatine, protein, and correcting real deficiencies. Think about it this way. Those brain supplements are like cleaning your windshield. It might help you see the road a little clearer on a foggy morning, but it doesn't upgrade the engine. And testosterone boosters. A lot of guys think, if I take this herb, it's basically TRT. Nope, not even close. Some supplements may bump testosterone modestly in some men, especially if they're mildly low, stressed, sleeping poorly, or deficient in something. But if you have true clinical low testosterone, supplements aren't the fix. That's a medical diagnosis. Symptoms plus consistently low morning testosterone on repeat testing, and it deserves an actual clinician-guided plan. So what should you do if you want to be smart about this? Three steps. One, establish your baseline. Get labs. Not vibes, labs. At minimum, think total and free testosterone, estradiol, vitamin D, a metabolic panel for kidney and liver, lipids. Two, build the foundation. Creatine, protein, sleep. Training that makes sense. Correct true deficiencies. Three, monitor and adjust. One change at a time. Because if you start 5 supplements on Monday and you feel weird on Thursday, which one did it? No clue. That's how guys end up with expensive cabinets full of half-used bottles. All right, quick common questions and mistakes, because I see the same ones over and over. First, do I need to load creatine? You don't need to. Loading fills the tank faster, but daily 3 to 5 grams gets you there. The best protocol is the one you'll actually follow. Second, creatine is making me gain weight. Should I stop? Maybe, but understand what it is. Early weight gain is usually water in the muscle, not fat. If you're cutting for a weigh-in or you hate the scale moving, adjust. Otherwise, it's normal. Third, if creatine is safe, can I take it even if I never lift? You can, but why? Creatine's biggest payoff is repeated high-intensity performance. If you're not training, you're leaving money on the table. Start with walking, lifting, sprint intervals, something. Then creatine actually has a job to do. And a bonus mistake, chasing add-ons before fixing the basics. If you're sleeping 5 hours, eating like a trash compactor, and training randomly, no stack is saving you. Supplements are additives. They're not an engine rebuild.
Bottom line, if you want the Rogan lesson without the hype, creatine monohydrate, 5 grams a day, is a legit move. Protein targets matter. Vitamin D is powerful when you're deficient, dangerous when you megadose blindly. And the rest? Only if it earns its spot with measurable results. If you've been feeling low energy, your brain fog, poor sleep, low mood or motivation, weaker workouts or recovery, reduced libido or sexual performance, or unwanted body composition changes, and that sounds like you, upload your labs to Viedma for free, or order labs through a special offer at Viedma.com.